Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
The primary in the spring election was held on February 21st. There are four seats with more than two candidates, so they required a primary ballot. The general election for these seats and the rest of the open seats will be on April 3rd. As for the results, in the 5th District, Chairman Lee Holloway's current seat, which covers the Washington Park neighborhood, most of downtown, the 3rd Ward, the field of candidates there was narrowed to Priscilla Coggs-Jones. She is the daughter of former county supervisor and current state representative Elizabeth Coggs. And the other finalist is Russell Stamper II, who is the son of Milwaukee County Reserve Judge Russell Stamper Sr. In the seat currently held by outgoing supervisor Paul Cesars, District 9, which covers Oak Creek, Franklin, Hales Corners. The winners there are Kenneth Guile, who is an Oak Creek alderman, and Steve Taylor, an alderman from Franklin. They both advanced. The 15th District, currently held by Supervisor DeBruin, who we heard from earlier in the program. Again, that's Washington Heights, part of Wauwatosa, parts of the West Side, and West Milwaukee. The two finalists there are Dan Cody, who is the president of the Park People, and State Representative David Cullen. District 18, on the far northwest side of Milwaukee, currently held by Supervisor Johnny Thomas. One candidate was eliminated there. That leaves Tracy Corder, who is a social worker, and Deanna Alexander, a fiscal assistant for Milwaukee County. Now, again, these winners will advance to the general election on April 3rd, which also corresponds with Wisconsin's spring presidential primary. We encourage everybody to get out there and vote. Next month on Inside the County Board, we'll say farewell to Lee Holloway after 20 years on the county board and 10 years as board chairman. We invite you to visit county.milwaukee.gov/insidethecountyboard. That's where you can hear this show and all previous editions. You can also email us comments and questions. Thanks to WISN and Clear Channel for allowing us the opportunity to bring this program to you, and thanks to all of you out there for listening. Inside the County Board will be back on April Fool's Day, 9 p.m., Sunday, April 1st. Until then, I'm Harold Mester. Thanks for listening. The news is coming up next on News Talk 1130 WISN.